want.
Fokus International bei Radio Dreieckland hört ja heute eine Sendung über das Ministry of Space, urbanen Aktivismus in Belgrad. Die Sendung wurde produziert von Deriv Radio für Stadtforschung bei Radio Orange Wien.
Deriv.
Radio für Stadtforschung.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen bei Radio Deriv. Letzten Monat berichteten wir intensiv vom 8. Urban Ice Festival, das von 6. bis 15. Oktober unter dem Motto Demokratie und Stadt im Wiener Architekturzentrum stattfand. Auch jetzt wollen wir noch einmal Aktivistinnen und Gäste des Urban Ice zu Wort kommen lassen. Hinter dem Namen Ministry of Space verbirgt sich ein Belgrader Kollektiv, das 2011 gegründet wurde und im Bereich des urbanen Aktivismus tätig ist. Durch gefinkelte Guerilla-Aktionen reagieren sie auf die städtische Transformation Belgrads und anderer serbischer Städte. Mit unterschiedlichen kulturellen Praktiken wie öffentlichen Interventionen, Rechercheprojekten, Ausstellungen und Publikationen sowie Workshops kämpfen sie für eine inklusive und sozial gerechte Stadt, für die Verteidigung und Schaffung von öffentlichem Raum und stellen sich gegen einen profitorientierten Investorenurbanismus. Iva Cukic und Xenia Radovanovic, Teil des Ministry of Space und Mitbegründerinnen der Neda Vimo Beograd Protestbewegung gegen die Entwicklung des Investorenprojekts Belgrade Waterfront, haben am Urban Ice Festival von ihren Aktionen berichtet.
The collective Ministry of Space was founded in 2010 or 11, something like that, with the idea to closely observe, analyze, and comment and react on different urban development projects and policies. We organize also workshops, public events, exhibitions, panel discussion. We force kind of citizens' participation and right to the city in all of our work. And what is very important for us, we are always suggesting kind of alternative models that can be done in different spaces. So one of the how we started, we inherited from the socialist period and from Yugoslavia period many buildings that were publicly owned, and many of them are in some kind of unregulated ownership status or neglected or empty. There is also not evidence, the register of the buildings, so we don't know how many buildings are under use. And we started with the idea, let's do something in those buildings. On one hand, there is a huge amount of space, and on the other, there are many people in need for space for housing or cultural artistic production or for work or whatever. So we developed two parallel models. One was guerrilla style, like squatting, entering spaces and turning them into something else. And another was negotiating with the city and municipality for the space. So the first one was Initiative Inex Film. It is a former, let's call it like a company for movie production in Yugoslavia, and it was abandoned for 10 or 11 years before we entered. We invited people, it was in 2011, in March, we invited people to come on the Sunday morning. And most of them came pretty wasted, and they were like, wow, there's no way we will stay here. I mean, it was completely without doors, windows, electricity, water, nothing. That was it. Everybody was like, okay, we need 2 million euros to renovate it, at least million. Okay, we don't have it. Can we meet next Sunday and see what we can do by ourselves? And next Sunday, only 5 of us came. Like, okay, that's it. So you cannot count on many people. But what we figure out is that we made kind of a tactic to every second Sunday make, or Saturday weekends usually, to do a cleaning things, and every second to make kind of events, exhibitions, common cooking, concerts, whatever. And in one moment during the summer, people lost when it's cleaning, when it's partying, so they started to come on the regular basis. Somewhere in September, it was clear that we want to use this space and we want to stay there. So we decided that everybody who is involved is responsible, so there was no kind of leader of the space. We were all the same horizontal group of decision makers. And everything that is deciding about the future of the building has to be decided on the meeting. After a few months, we already succeeded to have spaces like a studios, then a kindergarten for Roma people and also people who cannot afford a regular kindergarten, theater, a gallery, a place for workshops, etc., but also places where people can stay, sleep for a night or for some longer period, and also kitchen that was available to anyone. We had a huge garden as well, where we had some groceries there. And another thing that went in parallel was Ulična Galerija, street gallery. That's an abandoned street. I mean, it's a street in the city center, but it looked pretty neglected. And it was used... over there at the end, there was the exit from the cinema. And cinema, the 14 cinemas got privatized in one day and closed in Belgrade in 2007. So that was the situation with this one. And those windows belonged to the cinema, so the posters of the movies were hanged there. And it was used as a illegal parking and public toilet from 2007 until 2010 when we came, something like this. So we started negotiations with the municipality, with like district decision makers, about how we can use this space. And they were pretty, they didn't believe us at all. They were like, aha, you're so in a group of, like, kind of a party that wants to promote themselves, or you want to open a bar, or how you are going to trick us and earn the money. And then when they figure out that we don't have any plans, we succeeded to change the regulation and to take this space for a temporary use for 3 years, and also with the possibility to prolong the contract. We succeeded also to change the name of the street. So it's named by the famous drummer from ex-Yugoslavia, who was also a kind of icon of anti-war movement in the 90s. And everything that is presented, this is important thing, in the street gallery. We are using street gallery not to exhibit only art, but actually to pose the questions and to put the topics that we find very important, that we have to discuss. So, for example, the questions of Roma settlement, the questions of refugees, the questions of political murders in the 90s and beginning of the 20s, the workers from the privatized factories, the whole situation with the ex-Yugoslav countries, but also supporting the independent cultural scene as well, and the people who cannot exhibit their work in the regular galleries and in the museums that we don't have. Also we have many side programs. For example, we have a gerontological choir that usually have their concerts over there, but also workshops for children, different like fairs for different stuff. And every 2 weeks we have openings. And it doesn't matter if it's summer or it's snowing or it's raining. There is always an event, and you just have to come prepared. And if it's snowing, then we make rakia, and everything is fine. So the cold just goes away. That was the year of election, and every year we are changing the names and numbers of ministers. And then we decided to name ourselves Ministry of Space, Ministarstvo Prostora. It's in Serbian, it sounds like normal ministry. And for 2 months, we had the luck that nobody knew that we just are like a group of people presenting ourselves as ministers. So we succeeded to get the data and addresses and phone numbers of the members of the city parliament. And then we sent them all the requests. And that's how we started to actually to torture them. Parallel to that, we did a campaign about the cinemas. I just mentioned that they were privatized in 2007, so we lost all the cinemas. We have now two or three that are in the shopping malls. So we did a campaign. What was the idea was actually to push the topic about privatization that was illegal and about the corruption, but not mentioning never those two things, just making kind of guerrilla action that were in the context of the cinemas that we found. So, for example, there were a boulevard of the actors, and when the cinema got closed, we just came and made 14 more stars with the names of the cinemas. Then we buried one cinema, then we put this marble plate on the other, because it also had some partisan memory plate over there, and it says, in a memory of all the victims of privatization of Belgrade Film Company. And it stayed there for 2 years because it looked like it should be there. You know, nobody would like, I mean, when you read it, you're like, then, whoa, who put it? But before that, it looks like completely normal. Then this was one action that actually went, the media covered it completely, every single media, like the ones that you read in hairdressers as well. This was a film festival, very famous one, international. And it was the ending day. So we brought 14 crosses. We put the names of the cinemas on it. We put the flowers and the candles in front, and we were waiting for the reaction. It was a bit morbid, but I kind of like it as well. And then, you know, the famous actor took the photo in front of it, and it went viral. And after that, we decided that we should occupy, actually liberate the cinema. So we liberate the cinema in the city center in October 2014, now this cinema is run by the group of people from the Academy of Drama. It's drama school. And so also what we do, we work with a lot of initiatives from Serbia, from different cities. So we did a map of action. We call it like that. This is a book, a publication, also a new map of Serbia, mapping all the initiatives that are fostering right to the city, or they are related somehow to urban commons, or doing something in their in their cities, and there are around 100 initiatives in more than 40 municipalities or cities. Then we did a web platform called Spacebook, where you can find the spaces that are not used. So you have a space, prostori, and then you have needs over there, and if you put your need and you make a description of the space and put hashtags, small, industrial, whatever, then they merge. And there is also part which is very important and what we do very often. It's translating all legal frameworks into something that is readable. So people who don't understand law on the public property or don't get how urban planning function or et cetera, we do all the analysis and then we publish small publications. We put them online or we print them and share them for free. Besides that, we also run two informal education programs. One is towards a different city, and another is studies of commons. And there we have four working groups working on the question of commons. And we collaborate a lot with the movements from abroad. That's kind of a very important part of our work. But we also work a lot with the initiatives and groups in Belgrade. So, for example, groups that are attacked by the investor's decision to put a new garage in the center of some neighborhood, we go work with them on the field, like trying to protect the area, but also we are helping them, and Xenia is like really professional in that, how to write the objections and how to complain on the process during the planning process. And now will Xenia go through the initiative Nedajmo Beograd. This is a movement that we initiated in 2014 when you were in Belgrade for the first time.
Im Artikel Stop Investitorskom Urbanismo, verfasst von mehreren Autorinnen, unter ihnen Iva Cukic, wird der Begriff Investorenurbanismus folgendermaßen beschrieben.
The term investor urbanism describes these practices, where the interest of the investor becomes the main criteria in defining the urban growth policies, disregarding any consequences of the quality of life and public interest.
Während es bei anderen Investorenprojekten in Belgrad zumindest noch an der Oberfläche so schien, dass sie den Regeln des Marktes folgten, tritt beim Belgrade Waterfront-Projekt die Regierung selbst als Impulsgeber auf, die Investoren wie die Firma Eagle Hills aus den Vereinigten Arabischen Emiraten auf den Plan rief. Im April 2014 wurden in einer Nacht- und Nebelaktion mehrere Gebäude im Bezirk Savamala von unbekannten Männern demoliert. Den Zeuginnen vor Ort wurden die Handys abgenommen, um die Dokumentation dieser Ereignisse zu verhindern. Xenia Radovanovic berichtet von diesen Vorfällen und der Anfangsphase der Protestbewegung Neda Vimo Beograd.
I will start with this picture, which is actually the essence of what projects like Belgrade Waterfront can do and the essence of how they are being implemented in our countries, which is the complete exclusion of the citizens, complete ignorance to laws and the notion of the state, and with like the misuse of public funds and resources for the profit of the private investors, and also using power and brute force against its citizens. This is a street in the area of Savamala, which was demolished in 2 a.m. on the election night when a group of 30 people actually closed the whole area, which is like 100 acres big, with machines that would later be discovered that belonged to the city institutions. So 30 masked men closed the area, stopped everyone they could find inside the area, then tied people, like pulled, for example, the night guard from this house. So they tied him down, they took away their mobile phones, and then just destroyed the whole street, more than 12 buildings with heavy machinery. Tomorrow morning, they all ignored what happened. Like, the media could not take any statements from the frightened citizens that were there. President of the city council actually stated that we are not sure if anything happened at all because we don't have any footages. And actually, he knew that those criminals actually taken away all the cameras from the area, so that's why we didn't have any footages. Anyways, this is the symbol of our movement, the yellow duck, which was painted for this occasion with balaclava to represent the criminals that did this thing the night before. We left it just in front of the city hall with a sign who is like demolishing Belgrade. After a couple of like 7 days, actually our ombudsman made a report from which it was clear that actually people called the police that night and the police did not respond. And from this report, it was clear that actually police had orders from the top ranks of the police not to help the citizens. When we found out that, we just scheduled the protest for the day after. 5,000 people came to the protest, and at that point, we would do another protest every 2 weeks for a couple of months. And like it grew bigger. The biggest one had like 20,000 people on the streets. They told us we will have a new identity of Belgrade. 13,000 people employed, 17,000 people who would live there. We would have a highest tower in the Balkans, biggest shopping mall in the Balkans next on the riverbank. At that same point, we have like the Belgrade looks like this. So we have really lots of empty spaces, as Eva told you before. So we don't have a real economy that would be developed inside these empty shells of luxurious stuff.
Die Autorinnen des Artikels Stop Investitorscom Urbanismo beschreiben das Belgrade Waterfront-Projekt folgendermaßen.
Planning a better future with the construction of luxurious flats when hundreds of thousands of people are without a permanent housing solution. Construction of the largest shopping mall in the Balkans when each day the amount of people below the poverty line is increasing. Construction of new retail and office spaces while for-rent signs are fading for years on the same buildings. All of this seems at least questionable.
The presentation of the project was followed by this huge commercial campaign over all these like protected cultural monuments, even trams, illegal flagpoles. Also, this is a like cultural monument, which is a main railway station in Belgrade, covered with this hugest billboard ever, stating, let's celebrate Belgrade. It's actually protected by police. This presentation of the project was followed by total collapse in our legal system. This is the moment when they actually invent, so they break all the existing laws and then started inventing new ones. So this is a special law for expropriation, which is the first time they actually, the state allowed private property to be expropriated for the private interest, so for commercial use. The contract was signed in 2015, in April. After 5 months, it was made public, so they waited a while. So when we saw the contract, actually, it was clear that the investment is not 3 billion euros, it's actually 20 million of euros, and the maximum is 150 million. That actually, that's the only thing that they will invest. On the other hand, we have to clear the area, pay all the expropriation fees, move the main railway station and move main bus station and actually construct the new ones, couple of bridges and stuff like that, which would cost 1 billion of euros. And all the land we actually gave for free. So it's 2 billion euros on this side and 20 million euros on this side. We, as a state, own 32% of this company, and the United Arab Investor owns 68% of the company. The project deadline is in 30 years, and first evaluation, when we are getting together to see if we are doing this right, is in 25 years.
Xenia Radovanovic und Iva Cukic, die beide auch Architektinnen sind, beschreiben die Vorgehensweise der Stadt, den Masterplan für dieses Areal zu ändern, als höchst dubios. Die legalen Rahmenbedingungen der Bebauung wurden zugunsten der Investorenwünsche geändert und damit die Privatisierung öffentlicher Flächen vorangetrieben, sowie der eigentlich notwendige internationale Architekturwettbewerb, welcher der Einbindung von Öffentlichkeit und Expertinnen dient, ausgelassen.
And the planning procedures goes like this, that you never find out that even if you leave, even if your house is to be demolished, you probably would not know that until the machines would come. And because we were following the story, we discovered these pieces of paper and we organized people to come and to write complaints against these changes. So there is one public hearing session when they change plans, when you can go there and discuss what you think about the planning procedure. Here we are. It's June 2014, noon, on working day, so when nobody can actually go there and discuss this important stuff with them. City representatives, and on the other hand, us. We were there for 6 hours, and we talked and talked, being really professional and polite, and they ignored all our complaints. They kept silent all the time, and it went on like this for 6 hours. But they were shocked, because 2,000 complaints is really a lot, because usually they would get none or just a couple, because usually nobody ever finds out that this stuff is happening.
But also what we figure out on this this event, it's a very important thing. So we brought the choir. The people in the white t-shirts, they are coming from self-organized choir called Horkester, and they were singing there during the public hearing.
But outside, not
but
inside.
But outside, yeah, exactly. And all the media was broadcasting about the choir and not about the 3,000 people sent rejections on the plan. So we figure out that we have to work on the scandal level nonstop. Otherwise, we won't get any kind of attention.
And that's why we decided actually that we need something media would report about, such as Big Yellow Duck. So the duck is actually something that would stay on the water if everything goes down, as with Belgrade waterfront. It also means a frog, the word duck, but then it also means a male reproductive organ, which is the meaning that we used a lot during the protests, such as let's show them the duck. They never would report about the project, except for 3 billion euros of investment. So we actually printed our own newspapers. We actually got fines for organizing a media conference when we presented these newspapers, because it's a legal gathering, something like that. We organized public discussions about all aspects of the project, protests, more protests. They grew bigger after the demolitions, because the idea that everything can collapse in that way, that actually police would not go out on the street to help you if you are in need, it was like something horrible to people. We would have like 2,000 people on previous protests, but then after the demolition in 2016, in April, we had 20,000 people on the street. Now we are trying to use that like attention and that group of people to actually explain all the details about the project, how we ended up actually having this thing in Belgrade. Actually, the other problem is that now we have all these people, 20,000 people, and then on this picture down, maybe you can recognize it, but we have like lots of different people now. So you could see the pride flag, which you could not see anywhere. I mean, we have problems with organizing gay prides in Belgrade. We have Serbian flags next to this gay pride flag. We have Yugoslav flags, new leftist flag, old communist flag, liberals, and stuff like that. We cannot say we don't want these people here, but we have to somehow like teach them about what's like right and what's wrong. We have problems with people going out on the street. It started after we tore down Milosevic, so lots of people were there. We managed to do this huge thing with getting the guy lose power. But afterwards, in these almost 20 years, things got really ugly. So now we have the bad guys again on power. So people were feeling a bit like apathy. Yeah. So now you would usually hear, oh, I did this thing. It does not work. Like the going out on the streets, is, I mean, you will get disappointed. So one of the things we manage with this, I mean, urban development project, actually, to actually make people go out on the street. If they feel the need to address something, they would now like start a protest. So we are actually developing mechanism together with people on the field on how to address your neighbors, how to open the discussion, but also how to use formal tools, how to write complaints, because we don't feel that we will cancel the formal ways and the institutions that we feel that we have to like shape them towards our needs together. On the other hand, we like, and also dealing with Belgrade waterfront, we found out it's not about urban development, it's about the whole system and how this one thing can affect all the notion of the state. So we decided to print these small guidebooks about, the title is How We Fight, and it's a guidebook on how to take part in changing your city. We have a timeline of our activities, our future plans. We actually do plan to run for city office in March. They still don't want to tell us when the elections are going to be in order to stop us doing it. We also are mapping, you can see this picture behind, all the little points where people are organizing to fight against privatization, urban developments and stuff like that. It looks now like a like map of Belgrade because it's all over the place.
Sie hörten einen Mitschnitt von Iva Čukić und Xenia Radovanovics Vortrag über die Aktivitäten des Kollektivs Ministry of Space und die Protestbewegung Nedavimo Beograd, der im Rahmen der Veranstaltung Cities for People im Oktober am Urbanize Festival stattfand. Redaktion und Moderation Greta Egle, weitere Mitarbeit Daniel Smith.
In Fokus International hörtet ihr heute eine Sendung über das Ministry of Space in Belgrad, eine Produktion von DERIV, Radio für Stadtforschung. Where's the more important person in love?